Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, July 23rd. Jen, it's Thursday.
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
Is it special? For me, it is.
Why is
because
it special?
It's a day before Friday, you know.
Okay.
The week is winding down for me.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, happy Thursday.
Did we ever ask what your favorite day is? Do you have one?
No.
No favorite day.
No, every day is a good day.
Every day is a good day for you.
Yeah.
You're happy to be alive and just have the sun shining on you.
Yep.
Right? That's the way to do it, although there's no sun this morning. But
no.
We sort of gotten used to that by now, I think.
This week has been particularly weird, but yes.
Right, right. Is it warm in here, or is it me again?
Just you again.
Yeah, okay. Jen is my thermometer, the thermostat, right?
Yeah. Seems okay in here.
Okay, so
maybe
it's
you should
just
drink
me.
Some water.
Yeah, maybe I should. I will in a few minutes. So in a couple minutes, we're going to bring in our guest, a very special guest, and we're going to hear some great music and everything, so it's going to be cool. You were promoting Two Drunk Girls for today, right? Today is the day you do the video?
Yes,
okay.
It is.
It's Thursdays, you see. So Thursdays are special because you guys come up with a new show.
Yes, I guess, except that, I mean, I have something every day, so every day is a day to promote something. So,
that's
like,
true,
last
huh?
night we had AfterBuzz, so that was what we promoted yesterday. And
yeah.
Today's episode is actually on Ashley Madison.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what's that for people that don't know?
It's Ashley the site Madison. That we had talked about the other day on this show, up that got hacked by a hacker group threatening to expose its members for cheating.
Right. So it's a website for people that want to cheat.
Right, exactly.
And that's how they promote it, too.
Yes.
Right?
Life short, have an affair.
Have an affair. Okay, so I'm sure you guys will have something to say about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
My stance is pretty similar to what I said here, but you guys should watch it. It's a short video. It summarizes it, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah. They always do fun videos, so you guys should check it out. Where can they find it, Jen?
You can go to our YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/2drunkgirlsTV. The
okay.
word two, not the number.
Okay. And that's where you'll find it, folks. That's where it is. So how are we doing this morning? Are you in a good mood?
I am.
Yeah, you're always in a good mood,
yeah.
though, right?
I didn't sleep a lot last night, but I'm in a good mood.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, actually, you. I think you like to post like late at night. I'm like, what's she doing up? I said, maybe I'm making a mistake or something.
Couldn't sleep because the dog I am dog sitting for kept me up for whatever reason all night.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Did that irritate you, or were you okay with that?
It's irritating, but it is what it is.
Yeah,
there's nothing
that's
I can do about it.
That's true. You're sacrificing for someone.
Right.
For a friend.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, they'll owe you one.
No, they do a lot for me, and I do a lot for them. It's pretty even.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm happy to help.
All right, cool.
Hopefully he'll sleep tonight.
Yeah. What kind of a dog is that?
He's a boxer.
A boxer?
Yeah.
Those are like pretty hyper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
and
wow.
he's like two. So.
Really?
Yeah.
A hyper dog. A hyper two-year-old dog.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, dogs for you. I just wanted to bring up real quick the, which one? Oh, the, I was going to call him Ronald McDonald, but Donald Trump. Because I have an article here on McDonald's, too. But Donald Trump, I guess, is saying now he's disillusioned with the Republican Party, and he wants to join a third party. I think that means that he's actually doesn't think he's going to be elected, because I don't know anybody from a third party that's going to be elected
right.
or ever has been in the past.
I think he's just making waves, and it's something for him to do. And it's getting people talking, so it's fine. But
yeah, but
it
how do you
a little
explain
bit like
he's leading? How do you explain he's leading the polls? of the Republican candidates.
I personally can't, but I know that there's information as to why that is the case. Like, there are articles.
Well, people like thinking. I mean, it's opinions. I don't think anybody can really know for sure, you know. But, I mean, how can you know, you know? He must be stirring something in people, in a lot of people. That, but you know, I mean, that could backfire on the Republican Party, and that's why probably they don't accept him and don't support him, and that's what bothers him, is they don't provide support for him. Well, what do you want? You know, you're going out on a limb here and making statements that are very incendiary, and then he expects support. You know, I don't know. I guess he's just out to insult everybody.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. No. I don't have a lot to say on him.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to our guest now so we don't have to keep her waiting. And let's see. I don't need this story. And, you just got here, so I didn't know how to pronounce your last name, Jilly. Welcome to the show. You need to get close to the mic.
Thank you.
Welcome. And how do you pronounce your last name?
Anise.
Jilly Anise, yes, is the name, folks. And a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
Joining us this morning. And I hear you're a pretty good singer, too.
That's what
I do. So we're going to hear some of your music soon, too. So do you live here in L.A.?
I do. I'm from Houston, Texas, but I moved here last August. So
really?
It's been almost a year since I've been here now.
Wow. And what was it like in Houston, right?
Oh,
in Houston.
Houston's home. But
really?
I came out here to pursue my dreams, so this is why I'm out here.
Right. And your dream is music.
My dream is music.
I see. And now, when you were young, is that what you always wanted to do?
Always. I always did stage activities. I was in competitive dance for 6 years. I did competitive cheer for 5 years.
Really?
I did pageants growing up, musicals, all types of things. So I feel like I was always prepared to do this.
Wow, very cool. So you always knew you wanted to be a singer.
Right.
And that's usually the case, right?
Right.
I mean, you realize I'm not going to be like an office worker. I'm going to be a musician.
Something told me that wasn't the lifestyle for me. Something always told me music was my life.
Right. And you're pretty young, so you've accomplished a lot.
I am. I'm 19 years old.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Wow. So you've accomplished quite a bit. I think more than people twice your age probably have accomplished by
Well, I appreciate that. I work really, really hard, so it doesn't come easy, but...
No, huh?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And where do you think your work ethic comes from?
Especially, definitely my parents. My parents, they motivate me, and they really are my support team, and I know it's because of them I go so hard.
Really? So they always push you, sort of?
Oh, always.
Really?
Always. And especially living out here, I mean, for them to trust me, I moved out here when I was 18 years old, so they knew my work ethic, and that's why they let me go. It
right.
was hard for them. It
I'm
wasn't
sure,
easy.
Huh?
It was not
yeah,
easy
for
at all.
An 18-year-old to move away.
Across the country.
Yeah. Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have a 16-year-old brother. So he's still at home with
my parents.
He's
still at home, huh?
But it's just us two.
Yeah. And young parents, obviously, too, right? I mean, you know, you're 19 and 16.
Right.
So you have young parents.
I do.
Very
yeah.
cool. So they're like modern.
They are. My mom actually, my mom and my grandmother are flying in today. They wanted to come, but they're on the plane right now, so they
really?
Couldn't come, yeah.
They come to visit you, especially?
Yeah, and then we're going to go to Vegas tomorrow. My dad and my brother are in Vegas right now for a basketball tournament. My brother plays basketball, so
really?
We're going to drive out to Vegas tomorrow.
Fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm excited, right?
Yeah. Just hope nothing happens to the freeway on the way.
Know.
There's always something happening there, you know?
I know.
So I don't know what's going on.
And plus, L.A. traffic is no joke.
Right. That's true, yeah. So you decided to move to L.A. Was that like the natural place for you to move to, or did you consider other places like maybe New York or something?
You know, it was a very last-minute thing. I graduated high school early last December, December 2014. Mm-hmm. And when I graduated, I was flying back and forth between L.A. through that January through last summer of 2014. And I was flying back and forth between L.A. and Houston, working out here with a few producers. And then last summer of 2014, I was working with these producers, and they were like, you really just need to move out here. And my mom was with me at the time out here while I was working. And she was like, well, let's talk to your dad about it. And I called my dad, and he was like, who am I to stop you from living your dreams? And 2 weeks later, I literally moved out here. 2 weeks later.
Really?
It was so like random.
Right.
2 weeks later, and here I am a year later now.
Wow. And you moved all by yourself.
I did.
Wow.
All by myself.
That's pretty brave, you know.
I don't have any family in LA, so it was definitely a
Yeah, a big move.
A big move. Yeah. Real big move.
Wow.
And I'm really close to my family, so it was really hard to move away from them.
Yeah.
How long is the flight to Houston?
About 4 hours. 4 hours.
So it's not that quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that quick. Not
like, yeah, it's not like you can hop back and
right.
forth.
No, you can take a nap, wake up, and you're still on the plane.
Very cool. We're talking to Jillie Anise, and the website, you can go to the website. It's jillieanise.com. Would you go ahead and spell it?
Absolutely. It's www.jillianise.com.
Awesome. And you guys can find out a lot about her, and there's the music. We're going to play your song in a few minutes. You can find out a lot of stuff, probably links. Yeah, there's links to your social networks and stuff. Now, you have a lot of followers.
I do.
How did you accomplish that? I mean, again, you're young, you know, you're starting out and everything. Mm-hmm. How do you go about that?
You know, it's really my starting fans who have been supporting me. They support me like no others. They support me more than I support me sometimes. But right. they push my music. They always are tagging me and everything. And I mean, fans, it's word of mouth. Word of mouth is the best type of, you know, translation.
Really?
And,
wow.
With them always promoting me and putting me out there, I gain new fans literally every single day. So it's exciting to watch them just grow.
Right.
They are my support. They came up with their own fan name. So really? I take everything. I talk to them and I take everything they say into consideration. So they really are my team.
Yeah. What's the fan name?
Jillie Beans.
Really?
Yes. Jillie Beans.
I like that.
And they make all types of memes on Twitter and Instagram, and it's the funniest thing. I'm gonna have to show you guys. And they put my face on these jelly beans. They put my face on jelly beans, and it's like, how do they even do this? And so they have all and they also did they put them on the refried beans. I was like, so they make all types of little Photoshop memes and stuff.
That's cool. But the question is, okay, so let's say now there's like a critical mass where it keeps growing and stuff, but how do you get started? I mean,
how did they initially discover you?
Yeah, how did you have the initial
Well, fans? You know, this isn't new for me. I've been doing cover videos for about 4 or 5 years. And so when I started doing cover videos, those took a toll, and I gained a lot of views from my cover videos that I started doing. I would do cover videos of Rihanna, and I would mix it with, like, Maroon 5. So I would take those original songs and make them my own, because I would put two different songs in one, and then completely change up the melody. And so I started off doing that, and I gained a lot of views and stuff from that, and a lot of following, actually. And then that's when I was like, you know, people are actually starting to request me to do songs. So I was like, why don't I do this and do my own music? Why don't I do original music?
Right.
And I did.
Yeah.
Last summer, I was like, I'm going to do this. And I started doing my own music. So a lot of those people came from me doing cover videos at first.
Got it.
Yeah. And that was like on YouTube and stuff?
Yes.
Really?
On YouTube.
So people can get discovered if they're good.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I feel like there's no rule book. I'm doing everything on my own. There's no rule book on how to make it. If there was, I feel like everyone would make it. And it's not easy. It's not. I've been doing cover videos for 4 or 5 years now. And when I started doing original music, that was a huge change in direction, just because it's your own music. So now you're not taking a song that you know everybody likes. You're taking your own work and you're putting yourself out there. I'm branding my own self. I'm putting myself out there. So now it's not, do you like this cover video song I did? It's, right. Do you like me? Do you like my sound?
My song, yeah.
Right. Do you like who I am as an artist?
Exactly. Right. And yeah, so, I mean, doing covers and stuff is fun. But if you want to break out, I mean, if you want to be known for something, you have to have good songs.
Absolutely.
As well. And that's
absolutely.
The thing. So I understand why it's harder, because not only do you sell yourself, but you sell the music as well.
Right.
To the, I don't mean sell with money, but to, you know, to provide it to them, to convince them, hey, this is what you want to listen
right.
to. You know.
Absolutely.
So, very cool. So, now you have original music. Do you write your own music?
I do.
The
I
lyrics do. And the melody?
I do. I have a co-writer who writes with me. Her name is Troy Irons. She wrote my latest single, After Party, with me. But I am very, very involved in my writing process, just because I feel the best way to connect to my fans is talking to them through my music. And what better way to talk than me talking? So I know they want to hear what I have to say, which is why I'm very, very involved in my writing process.
Wow, very cool. So, I mean, and I'm sure that also people admire you for the fact that you do a lot of different things. You know, you work hard and everything. And I think people notice that and they appreciate that because it becomes inspiration, you know.
Well, music is just like my outlet. I do acting and modeling as well, and since I've been out here, I've started a lot of acting, which is what I've always loved to do as well. So music is my outlet, and music is of course like my dream, but I have no limits is like what I would love to say. I love to do acting, modeling, and music. I put it all there. I just want to do everything. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
And this is the place to do it.
And this is the place to do it.
Yeah.
What better place than Hollywood?
Exactly. So you've been here a little over a year, did you say?
No, almost a year. Next month we'll make a year.
Oh, I see. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So do you like it as a city?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I always say I love it for what I do. This is the best place. I mean, I wouldn't be anywhere else doing what I do. This is definitely the place to be. Absolutely.
Very cool. So now, if people are listening and stuff, you obviously like to communicate with your fans and everything.
Right.
Are your fans mostly young people, or do you find an older audience? I mean, do you know?
You know, whenever I do talk show or radio interviews, my fans like to call in and everything. And it's funny because it's a variety of people.
Right.
And on Twitter and Instagram, I find them to be mixed as well. Sometimes when I was on another talk show, an older guy called in, and he had to be, I mean, probably late 30s, but he said he's been following me for a minute. And I know that sounds like weird, but no. But he
like
said he's
talking,
been, right? Now that sounds weird when I talk about it out loud. But no, he said he's been following me since I've been doing cover videos. And he just said he really loves my work and really hopes to see me grow in this music industry. Then again, I have a little girl who calls in and she's like 12 years old. And she's been saying that she's been following me since then. So my fans, I definitely would say it's a variety of them. And I mean, that's the goal for me as an artist and an artist in general with music, acting. I want everyone to be able to listen to my music. I don't want to just block it off to say, oh, only 12 and under or only 20 and up.
Right.
I want everyone to be able to listen to my music and love it.
Yeah. Well, sounds good to me, you know. I mean, so let's listen. Your new song is called After Party.
Correct.
And when was this released? This is new.
Yes, this is new. I released the song probably about 2.5 months ago, and I just released the music video, which is on Vivo, about 1.5 months ago.
Cool. And I couldn't get it to play on Vivo, so I went to YouTube, but it's there as well, right? So
oh,
you guys can check it out. It says Vivo on it, but it's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's like weird. It's like the Vivo and the YouTube one don't link together, but if you can't get on Vivo, then it's definitely on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us a little bit about this song. So this was released, like, it says June 16th?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So
that's
it's recent.
A month ago. Excuse me, I'm wrong.
Wow. So how did this song come about? Did you write this one, both lyrics and music?
Yes, Troy and I, which is my co-writer, we wrote After Party together.
Both the lyrics and the melody together?
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting. So how do you collaborate on writing a song?
You know, I let the song speak to me. I'm sorry. I let the song speak to me. Whenever I listen to the beat of After Party, it already told us a story right then and there. And I think that's what's most important is when you listen to the song itself, sometimes it already has a storyline. I felt like when I heard the beat, it was already mysterious and it gave me that vibe. So I was like, let's go off of this vibe.
Right.
And that's how I came up with After Party, because that's a mysterious vibe as well. It's let the girl be the after party. Let the girl be your mysterious night.
Oh, wow. Pretty cool. Okay. So if you guys, we're going to play the music. If you want to follow the song, the video rather, just look up Julia Nice After Party on YouTube, on Vivo, wherever you are, and you can see this. I see you also have other songs on here, right?
Like
The Juice?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll check that one out later. But if you guys want to watch the video, you can go to YouTube and check it out. So we're going to play After Party now by Julia Nice. Okay, why am I not getting the audio here? Does this start like quiet? There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you have to watch the video. Okay.
You've been running around, causing trouble like the demon you are. trouble, I just wanna speak. If you think you got it, tell that to my body. At the end of the night, you'll be saying bye. Give yourself to me. It has to be somebody. I wanna be the one when we leave in this party. Maybe for one night, or maybe on the run. Your love is like a chemical, baby, you're a drug.
That's Jillian Neese, After Party. Wow. You know, I got to tell you, I mean, your voice is amazing.
Thank you.
And the song is like, it's not a simple song. I mean, it's complicated.
Right.
Right? Musically, at least.
Right.
I mean, the beat is unusual.
Absolutely.
You know? And it's got like the certain pace to it, you
right.
know. But that's amazing that you'd be able to write a song like that.
Thank you. Thank you.
How long does it take to write something like that?
We wrote that song in one session. It took us...
Really?
Yeah, it took us maybe an hour to write it. We wrote the first verse. I went in, recorded it. We wrote the second verse. I went in, recorded it.
Really?
And
so that's how you do it?
That's how we did it.
Wow. So the whole song wasn't even complete when you started recording?
No, just because I knew the first verse. I knew. I was like, I'm keeping this verse. Mm. And the song will work around it. I knew I was keeping that verse. So, wow. Yeah, that's how we did it.
And that's cool. So now, you obviously have to collaborate to do something like this, right?
Right.
I mean, where did you find the musicians and everything? Are these like studio musicians or do you have people that perform with you?
Well, the producers of the song is the Aristocrats. They've worked with several people. Nicki Minaj. They've worked with Beyonce. They've worked with a lot of people. So I was very fortunate to get to work with them and have them produce the After Party.
How did you meet them?
I actually met them through somebody I was working with at the time. One of the producers, it's a group of them, and one of them was in the studio, and he was listening to my music, and he liked it. And they showed me one of the beats they had. Actually, a few of the beats, about 10 different beats they had. And when I heard the beat to After Party, I was like, I've got to have that beat.
Wow.
It was so different to me. It has like a mix of EDM, but it's still like pop and R&B. It was like a mix of everything, and I loved it. It was so different, and it really stuck out to me. And they were like, it's yours. And
wow.
I was like, really?
Yeah.
And the next day, I didn't waste any time. The next day, I got into a session, and we wrote and recorded it.
Wow.
I actually recorded this song back in December. Back in December, or actually back in like November, and I've had it, and I was like debating when to put it out, and then also debating on what I was actually going to do with After Party, because I hadn't released my entire EP for The Juice, and I actually released The Juice EP in February, and then I was wondering, I was like, okay, I really love this song, I still have it, I haven't done anything with it, and my PR was like, you need to put that song out. So I put the song out, and the video came right after. We had a 12-hour video shoot. We literally shot from sunset to sunrise the next day.
Really?
It was so long, but it was so worth it.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a video. I mean, there's a lot of it. You can see there's a lot of different shots and scenes. And
how much creative control did you have over the video?
Oh, complete creative control. The director and I actually met a few times before the video and discussed ideas. And it's so funny because the day of the video, we actually completely changed the concept. And we just really went along with it. The entire video shoot was done here in my apartment in LA, and no one knows that, so that's an exclusive little secret.
Oh, wow.
But the entire shoot, we had so many different locations, and we were gonna get this, like, you know, this loft downtown, and I was thinking about all these things, and I was like, well, my apartment is downtown, and I have a balcony view with, like, the mountains and everything. And everything we wanted to do with this loft downtown, I was like, we can do here.
Yeah.
We completely moved all my furniture and got, what is it, like, seven different scenes all from my apartment.
Wow.
Everything was shot at my place. Everything.
Yeah.
The bathtub.
Was anything damaged?
No. And it was so funny because I had great people too, and they all, you know, helped clean up, but everything was great. We had a great time.
Yeah.
It was easy to put all the furniture back.
Yeah.
I wasn't worried about that.
It's a pretty risque video though. I mean, you took a risk there, making it so sexy and everything, but, you know, because I don't know, you have like kind of like a younger audience and stuff, but not that I'm saying anything
you'd be wrong surprised
with
what they watch.
I know, huh?
He's younger. They tweet me and I'm like, are you sure you're 12 years old? The
really?
Things they say. Yeah.
Wow.
No, but I mean, I keep it I definitely keep it age appropriate, I still think, just because you have to show some type of appeal. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm 19 years old. I'm not that young.
Yeah.
Not a too young, but
exactly.
I mean, it's just all about appeal, and it's who I am. I mean, I'm comfortable with myself, and I'm never going to do anything too risky,
right?
Especially not now. But I want to give everyone something fun. I love to dance and I love to have fun, so I think that's very incorporated
in the
video.
A lot of great dancing in the video.
Thank
as well.
You.
Yeah, very cool.
How important do you think it is for people to still have music videos, like for artists to put out music videos these days?
Honestly, I think music videos is one of the most important things because videos is a visual. And when you give somebody a visual, it completely changes the song. I have people tell me whenever they hear After Party Now, that's all they think about is my video. Mm. Whenever they hear my other song, The Juice, all they think about is the video. And I think that's comes up with a lot of it. When you hear classic songs, even like all Beyonce Single Ladies, you think of the dance moves. So
yeah.
I think the visual is what's most important, and I think visuals play honestly a really, really important role. And as long as I do all my music, I definitely will have videos, not to every song, that's a lot of videos, but my main songs I will always have videos. And I love to dance and I love to give people a show. That's what I really love to do, so I will always have videos. Visuals very important to me.
Yeah.
And a lot of the audience is on YouTube, so they're looking
absolutely.
For something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing. We were talking about how MTV died and is there still relevance to music videos, but I think it's the social networks like YouTube that have helped keep the videos alive.
Right.
You know, because TV doesn't really show music videos anymore.
And, you know, it's people want to watch something. I've learned that as well. People want to see visuals.
Right.
They want to see something. I have an acoustic version of After Party coming out actually tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah, tomorrow I have an acoustic version of it coming out. And I could have just released the acoustic sound on SoundCloud, but I did a video to it instead. Just because I know people love to watch something. People love, again, that visual. So I did a video cover to my song After Party, and it's an acoustic version. And I had a guitar player come, and we just we vibed on the top of a roof downtown on LA.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a rooftop.
She sure knows how to have fun, huh?
Got to keep it spontaneous.
Yeah, there you go. So now, so when you record the songs and stuff, who like produces and arranges it? Like, is it like one, two people? I mean, you talked about the producers being a group, but do they also handle the arrangement and all that stuff in the, like, decide what instrument is going to go where and things like that?
Yeah, they do. That comes with them producing it. There are times when, like, the snippet that they will give us will be, let's say, about 45 seconds long. Mm-hmm. And then what I can do as an artist myself is we take that and we put that on like Pro Tools, which is where you record the song. And we put that and I can then change where I want my bridge to be, like the breakdown of the song, right, or where I want the chorus to be. You don't even have to have a breakdown sometimes, but they give us pretty much like the beat already, and then we get to arrange it how we want it.
Right. So then you build everything
exactly
on top of the beat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because it's a very like beat, you know, I mean, the song obviously has got a, you know, a strong beat to it.
Right.
So I don't think he could have written something like that without the beat first.
No,
right?
No.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's a complicated song, you know. I mean, it's not like just a simple pop song.
Right.
You know, that's like, so it's pretty cool. Now, so you're saying this is a mix of what, like pop and what else?
Pop and R&B.
And R&B. And, I mean, there's some dance to it too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very cool.
Who are some of the musicians you look up to?
Oh, I love Beyonce. Beyonce is my number one. She definitely is, just because, I mean, she's amazing all around. But I'm an entertainer, and I love to put on a show. So I definitely get my inspirations from not only Beyonce, but Janet Jackson as well. Once again, they're performers, and that's exactly what I am.
Right.
I also definitely Ciara. Ciara is amazing inspiration as well. So I definitely say those are my top three, Beyonce, Janet Jackson, and Ciara.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Isn't Beyonce from Texas too?
She is, from Houston to be specific. Really? That's where I'm from, Houston.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, and not to mention though, I do love Kanye. Kanye is a musical genius. I love Kanye.
Yeah. Why is he a genius? Why do you feel he's a genius?
All around. I think everything he stands for, I think his, him being opinionated is very strong. And I feel like most people look down upon that and don't like to hear what he has to say. But, I mean, the man is right. He's right. That's all I have to say. Like, he's right.
You identify with
Yeah, it. He's right. Mm. And I think it's amazing how, what I really think is amazing is the fact that society kind of goes left of everything he says when he's going right, but the fact that he continues to go right and everyone's going left, because most people nowadays will try to go left with everyone else and try to make people like them. And a lot of people are like scared and they want to appeal to everyone else.
Right.
And the fact that he goes right while everyone's going left is why I love him, because it's like, you do you. And if people like you for you, well, then that's when you're winning. I feel right. like when people try to change themselves, that's when you go wrong. And
right.
the reason why he's lasted so long is because he stayed true to him.
Right.
And that's exactly what I love and admire about him.
So that makes you, like, find appeal in his music as well.
Absolutely, because his music is him always going right.
Yeah.
He says what he wants, and I think... But the thing is with him, I think, like, he has a point. Maybe sometimes he doesn't say it right. Like,
it's a little lost in the drama.
Yeah, maybe sometimes he doesn't say it how it really should be, like, said, maybe properly, because he speaks his mind a little too much. But no, I think everything he says has definitely some point behind it. Absolutely.
Yeah, cool. What are some of his favorite songs for you?
Oh, from Kanye?
Yeah.
Oh, I love, I definitely love his College Dropout album. I love that. That's one of my favorite albums by him.
Really?
Yes.
And when did that one come out? Is it pretty new?
That was like his, like, what, first or second?
Yeah.
So that's like some time ago.
Yeah, it's a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he's been around for a while.
Oh, yeah. Kanye's been a while.
Yeah.
Around for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, very cool. Should we listen to The Juice also?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd like to hear some other songs from you. So let's listen to Jilly's song, The Juice. Looks like another cool video.
Stop trying to drink it up. If you came, then here's a taste. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know.
I'm fading this in the middle because I want us still to talk about a few things and we're running out of time. Jillian Easton, the song is The Juice. You guys can find the music on YouTube, on Vivo, on her website, which is jillianeast.com. And, you know, all the stuff you can find, photos, biography, lyrics to the songs, right, and everything. Now, obviously, there's a lot of dancing in your videos. Who did the choreography for you?
I had different people do choreography. For this past song, After Party, I had a guy named by the name of Jamil. He did the choreo for that one.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. Now, are there like a lot of male choreographers? Because I always picture like a woman being a choreographer.
There are a lot of male choreographers, actually, for both of my
videos.
Shows
you how limited my knowledge is.
For both of my videos, I actually had, well, for all of my videos, I had male choreographers
so
far.
Okay, so I'm out of touch. Okay. No, we get it. So that's pretty cool. Now, so you've always liked dancing too.
Always.
Stuff, right?
I've been dancing. I've been in dance since I was two. I did,
really?
Since I was two, since I could walk. I've been dancing. Yeah, and then I did competitive dance, like I said, for 6 years. So
really,
dance has always
and cheering,
been, and
which
cheer.
Is very similar.
Exactly,
to dancing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you did cheering as well.
Yeah, I did competitive cheer for 5 years.
Really?
So I was in a lot of. I was very active.
Yeah,
very
obviously.
Active.
But it's good that your parents encouraged all that.
Oh yeah,
you know?
We never had a weekend at home. There was no
really,
like we never had a weekend at home. Every Saturday and Sunday between my brother and I were occupied.
Really?
What does your brother do?
He does basketball.
Oh right.
Yeah,
mentioned
he's
that.
16 and he's 6'5" already.
Whoa.
6'5". My dad is 6'7".
Really?
Yes. So my brother, he's about to be a junior in high school and he already has about 12 different D1 schools looking at him. He's he's doing it.
Yeah.
What a family.
Really
cool. Yeah. We have an entertaining
genes,
life.
Right? Yeah, there you go. Good genes.
So yeah, look out for him. He's definitely, I have full faith in him.
What's his name?
Jules Moore.
Jules Moore.
Yeah. Shout out, Jules.
Yeah, hi, Jules. So who is he playing in Vegas?
There's a huge tournament actually going on, AAU basketball, which is all the summer league. They actually have these really, really big tournaments, and AAU basketball is a big, big thing, and I've
really?
Learned that from being a part of the lifestyle. I mean, I'm a sister. I've been to all his games and everything, and AAU basketball is such a huge thing. They have this huge tournament. They're actually in Vegas right now, and it's just a huge basketball tournament. I have to say, there's probably over thousands of boys there right now.
Wow.
Yes, it's huge.
Wow. So what, they compete among each other?
They do.
Much? Really?
They do.
Wow. So it's like they play games and people judge them.
Right.
They play games.
When you lose, of course, you're out the tournament. But that's also how they get their rankings, I found out. My brother is ranked in, I think, nationally as well. But I know his ranking in Texas keeps going up and up. He was a sophomore last year. And so he first got his ranking last year. But it just keeps going up from there. And it's really about... AAU is when all these scouts come out and they see you. So that's really how you get your name and they start looking at you for colleges and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, we wish him the best of luck this weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you. I will let him know.
Well, we mentioned him on the radio.
Right?
Yeah,
you got a good shout out.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, so you do a lot of recording and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you do any live performing too?
Yes, I actually have a show coming up real soon next month. And this will be my first show out here in LA. So I'm really excited.
I'm sure.
But that's what I do. That's what I really want to continue to do, more live shows. Like I said, I'm a performer. So I really want to put on a show for people. And I'm really excited about that.
Yeah,
where's the show going to be?
I'm not sure right now. We haven't They haven't told me the exact location. I just know it's next month, so I'm getting all the details really soon.
So are you going to dance, have backup dancers, yes, the whole thing?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's going to be a 30-minute set, so I'm going to perform a good amount of my songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have your own dancers that go with you?
I do.
Really?
I do. Wow. So we'll be in rehearsals all next week. I'm excited.
Yeah.
No time off.
Yeah.
Time to get to work.
Wow. That's one hard-working girl, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very good. I mean, to where deserve, I want to be, so.
Yeah, you deserve the success. You
thank
know?
I mean, I appreciate it.
You put in the time, the effort, you know, you give of your life to this.
Right.
And it's nice when it pays off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can I just go back to The Juice really quickly?
Yeah.
I think the song, like, reminds me a lot of Beyonce's, like, newer stuff.
Mm.
Like, how she sort of, like, speaks some of the things, and it's
right.
got a lot of, like, attitude.
Right,
it's, like,
right,
so
right.
fun. You talk about alcohol, though, right?
No, actually.
No, that's not what it
no,
is?
No, not at all. The juice is the gossip. Like, what's the juice? What's going on? What's the gossip? When I was in the studio one day, that's how we came up with it. My producer walked in, and he was like, Jilly, what's up? I said, what's the juice? And I was just talking. I really said, what's the juice? Like, what's up? And he was like, wait, what'd you say? And I was like, what's the juice? And he was like, what does that mean? I was like, it means, like, what's up? And he was like, that's the name of your EP. We're keeping that. I was like, oh, really? And he was like, yeah. And then literally that same day, we were like, he loved that I said that so much that we made it the title of the song as well as the EP. And basically the song is telling everyone, what's the juice? What's the gossip? Now you have something to talk about, so spread my drink, pass my drink. Here
got
you go.
It.
This is my
so it's gossip. Like a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
Got it.
It's here's the gossip. Now I gave you something to talk about, because in life you have so many people who just love to talk about you, whether you're doing good or bad. They just love to talk, especially when you're doing good. And I figured here's a song especially for that, for haters. It's really what it is, and it's like, now you have something to talk about, so now you can pass my stuff.
Do you have haters?
You know, I mean, yeah,
yeah,
but
there's,
I like,
always
to,
haters,
absolutely, absolutely,
right?
But the thing is, I like to look at it. I mean, there's a really good song out right now that is, if you don't have any haters, you ain't popping. And that's what I like to look at it. I like to look at it is when people have something to say about it, you know you're doing something good. The moment people go silent is when you need to worry.
Yeah.
And I mean, the thing is, I'm constantly being talked about, so I mean, that's a good sign. And it's just like, the thing you have to look at is there's always going to be haters. You have to get over that. That's the number one. If you don't have tough skin in this industry, it's just not for you.
Right.
That's,
and especially online too, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Today's, because people feel like they can hide behind a keyboard and hide behind
and they'll say anything,
a screen.
You know? You can see how many troublemakers there are. You
absolutely.
Know what I mean? It doesn't matter what you write, you
right.
know. You can say, God is great, you know. People will say, no, he's not.
Right.
You know.
I have friends that are actually like trolling trolls right now. They're like, I'm going to make secret accounts and I'm going to go after the people saying mean things.
So really?
Like, okay.
Yeah, no, people really do that. I had a person actually tell me all my social networks were fake and they were the real Jillianese.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Wow. That's weird.
That, right? I was like, I will FaceTime the Twitter associates. Like, who do I need to tell that I'm real? No, it was a long thing. I actually had, even on YouTube, I had a person who was stealing my identity for the longest when I was doing cover videos, actually. My cover videos were actually taken down off YouTube. It was a whole situation because I had someone taking the audio from my videos, actually re-uploading it. Mind you, I had videos to all my cover videos, but apparently they didn't even care about that. But they took the audio from my cover videos, re-uploaded it to their YouTube accounts, and then said I stole their audio. So that was a whole situation then. Of course, now all my stuff is back up, especially now with my following. It helps prove that I'm the real person. But it's just crazy. There's a lot of people out there who want to, like, sabotage you. But like I said, if you don't have thick skin, this industry is just not for you. You have to get over that first thing when you walk in the door. You know there's going to be haters, and that's it.
And that's it. And the more famous you get, the more you're going to get.
Absolutely.
That, you know? I mean,
and
it's just,
that's one thing that comes with it, and that's one thing you know. And as soon as you know that and get over that, then it's nonstop from there, because no one's going to stop me.
Yeah, exactly. And once you're in the public eye, you have to be prepared for that.
Absolutely.
To be shred to pieces.
Absolutely.
You know? Julianice, give people your social networks, your website, everything. Where can people find you?
Yes, let's do it. Absolutely. On my website, you can find all my social networks, Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, everything. Once again, my website, it's www.jillianice.com. That's J-I-L-L-Y-A-N-A-I-S. And my Twitter, Instagram is also Jillianice, J-I-L-L-Y-A-N-A-I-S.
Cool. And I'm sure you're a great catch. Are you looking for a husband yet?
No, not yet. Just focus on the music.
She's totally multi-talented. You guys can't go wrong.
You definitely have some fans because I tweeted at you and they've already like tweeted back, retweeted. And just reading some of their profiles, like they're dedicated to you. Like one girl's profile says Jilly's daughter.
Really?
Like, I don't know that you have this daughter, but
no kids. No, I don't have any kids.
She wants to be your daughter, which is great.
Yeah, they call me mom. It's funny.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, whoa. Mom, queen. It's funny.
Wow, very cool. So they feel close to you.
They're daddy, and I love it. I love it. I love interacting with them.
Yeah, that's very cool. Well, Jilly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're definitely a promising rising talent.
Thank you.
Just don't forget us minions when you make it big.
Absolutely not. I definitely want
to
come
back. Here, yeah?
Absolutely. Definitely. I'm coming back. I call it.
Yeah. And so everybody catch her latest song, After Party. You can find it on Vivo and YouTube and on our website and everything else. So.
And the acoustic comes out tomorrow.
It comes out tomorrow. So
After Party version.
Yeah, it's on iTunes as well, so go get that. But the acoustic comes out tomorrow, so it will be on YouTube.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, that's it for today, Jen. Thank you.
Thank you.
As always, thanks, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen. Right here on LA Talk Radio.